Hey, idiot, the show is called America First.
Jeffrey Epstein was probably so cool.
Hey, Nick!
You know, white people, like, won't say nigger.
Get out, Blackie!
Fuck off. Don't you have to go watch Steven Crowder?
What is wrong with you people?
Gas chambers on cuck?
You're a moral idiot.
With some kind of robosexual? Deal with it, fucking liberal. Are you fucking serious?
Nigga, shut up.
I'm a math genius.
Sex robots, bring them forth.
You can't trick me because I'm a genius.
Opinion discarded, get mogged.
You guys are idiots.
I'm an incel, I don't get invited anywhere.
Nigga! He said nigga.
Do you think that James Polk is an underrated president?
I got to go to the bathroom, man. I got to go to the bathroom.
I'm sitting here scheming and plotting. You fucking idiot.
I had this feeling that women are annoying.
Benjamin Van Der Den sent $30. Even though Armenians are not white, they are Christian, the oldest Christian people on earth. Why doesn't the USA protect Armenia against Azerbaijan's aggression? 2 years ago, a large Armenian enclave of Christians was driven out by Azerbaijan. Those who stayed were brutally murdered. The media, completely silent.
I love how your takeaway from the show is we need more beneficiaries. Your takeaway from the show isn't America First, it's why isn't another country getting welfare? Hey, idiot, the show is called America First. Not, oh, every country needs welfare, every country needs to be defended with American lives. Now, you're not making the point you think you're making.
Masud Ajit 123 sent $20. Hey, Nick, I'm a half-Dutch, half-Italian who's got a Latino last name. As a fellow, we're a white Latino. I love the show. It makes me so proud to see the great noticing continuing. My friends and family love your show, too. You've got me into my Catholic faith again. Please come to Detroit sometime soon.
Why? Why would I do that? Detroit fucking sucks. Why, you think I'm going to come and hang out with you? Please come to Detroit. Well, you think I'm going to let you know? Hey, me from the show you watch. I'm in Detroit. What is wrong? Like, seriously, what do you... It's so hard. It's Monday. It's the beginning of the week. And here we are, again, already, with the pure distilled stupidity of the audience. Hey, I'm half Dutch, half Italian, who's got a Latino last name. Love the show. Please come to... okay, thanks, I guess.
It's always you sent $20. Hey, Nick, I'm an MMA fighter and wanted to let you know there's lots of love for you in the martial arts community. My teammates all love Eclipse and reference your training. And don't worry, I'm working on infiltrating somewhere where it matters. Keep fighting the good fight, man. America First is inevitable.
Let's go.
Deadhead Groy percent $29. $29 for the 29
Great.
Souls aboard the SS.
It's like that Pakistan clip. Great! I'm going to die for Pakistan! Grape! Every super chat. Hey, Nick! Literally all of them say, hey, Nick. Hey, Nick. Hey, Nick. I'm this. Love the show. Hey, Nick. I'm Dutch. Love the show. Hey, Nick. I'm a Marine. Love the show. Hey, Nick. Okay.
Fighter girl, I present $20.
Thanks.
Hey, Nick, I'm an MMA fighter and wanted to let
love
you know there's...
Love to hear it. Thank you.
Deadhead girl,
love
I present $29.
It.
Hey, Mr. Fuentes, good afternoon. I hope this message finds you well. In a room of 100 people, 99% are left-handed. How many left-handed people have to leave the room to bring the percentage down to 98%?
Let's see. In a room of 100 people, so there's 99 left-handed people, one right-handed person. Well, if one person left, then it would be 97 over 98, which would probably not be 98%, right? I don't know. I mean, is this an easy question? Let me think. It's hard to do it on the spot when there's a camera on me. You underestimate that. Let me think. In a room of 100 people, okay, 99 are left-handed. How many would need to leave to bring that percentage down to 98%? Well, let's see. If one left-handed person left the room, there'd be 99 people. 98 over 99 would be left-handed. How would you get it to be 98 over 100? I have to think about the math on that, right? Let me think. Oh, you'd have 50 people would have to leave, right? Yes, 50. I'm a genius. 50 people would have to leave because if it were 49 over 50, I'm a genius. I'm a genius! You can't trick me because I'm a genius! I am a math genius! Yeah, see, I'm not a low IQ anti-Semite. I'm a math genius. Ow, I just hurt my teeth when I did that. Did I just chip my tooth? No, I didn't. That did hurt, though. Yeah, see, you can't fucking trick me. I'm a math genius. I'm the king of math. It's called Math First, bitch. Look it up. Nice try. Nice try. See, I knew it was a... Clocked it as a trick question. Then I just did. It's called I did the math. Something's not adding up, hon. Hey, sweetheart, something's not adding up. I didn't chip my tooth, did I? No, I didn't. When I did that, it hurt my teeth because I actually hit my head. I thought I could break it, but I can't. That's who I am, and you're nothing. Okay? Now, how many anti-Semites could say, duh, it wasn't 6 million? How many do you know that could goadedly do math on the spot like that? The answer is none of them. The answer is not one of them could do it. Anyway, you never give up. See, you never give up. You use your head and you never give up and you think through it. Nice try. Yeah, see, I'm sort of a genius. You could ask me the capital of Mongolia. You'd ask me a math question. Go ahead. Try it. Yep. That just happened.
Muse with Bucky sent $20. Thanks. 30% of voters can't name all three branches of government. 13% can't name even one. And only 7% know all five First Amendment freedoms. 80% can't locate Iraq or Afghanistan on a map. Would you support a modern voter literacy test to incentivize more informed voting? Or any other solutions to incentivize more informed voting?
Maybe. I don't know. That's just like idiotic. You know, thinking the problem is like people in uninformed people are voting. Uninformed people are the only thing keeping the country going. The 20% of people that could find Iraq on a map are all liberals. Okay. The 20% of informed voters that could find Iraq on a map, it's probably like 2% are veterans and 18% are like lib shits that went to college. It's probably like 2% veterans, 2% like talk radio boomers who are like, nah. And then the other 16% are liberals that went to college. So no. If we had I'll be the first to say, if we had a voter literacy test, Democrat landslide imminent. And it would disqualify all blacks. It would disqualify 80% of Hispanics. But you know who would be voting? College educated whites and Asians. And they're all liberal. So no, that's not the issue. That wouldn't solve nothing. Things would get worse faster.
Thrasymachus sent $21. Is James Polk one of the most underrated presidents? His presidency oversaw the largest single-term territorial expansion in history, including Texas, Oregon, California, Nevada, Utah, and Arizona. He did one term, delivered on most promises, and left. What other presidents do you think are underrated?
You know, this is like one of those opinions that everyone thinks is novel. You know what I'm talking about? This is, you know what I really fucking hate more than anything? It's people that think they came up with something, but it's only something that you've already heard a million times for 10 years.
Do you think that James Polk is an underrated president?
I think I've been hearing that for 15 years. I think I've heard that for 15 years. The exact opinion that you just said, I think I've heard that about 100 times for 15 years. I think I heard that from my 8th grade history teacher, actually.
James K. Polk is an underrated president because he said he would serve one term and did, and he did everything he promised.
Yeah, only everyone knows that. That is like the most common hot take in whatever, like presidential trivia. It's like when people say,
the Holy Roman Empire wasn't holy, wasn't Roman, it wasn't, did you know?
It's like one of those little factoids that only everyone already knows. What's another example of something like that?
Did you know Napoleon wasn't actually that short for the time period?
Yeah, everyone knows that. I think everyone found that out roughly around 2007. Or maybe that's just when I gained consciousness. I don't know. Hot take alert. Everyone already knows that. Thank you, though.
Is James Polk one of the most underrated presidents?
Yeah, bro. You're a genius.
Harry Kirk sent $25. Hey, Nick, my brothers, buddies, and I all love your show. Me and the old girlfriend are going up to Chicago at the end of the month. Got any restaurant recommendations?
No. Nope.
Thank you for all you do.
No, I'm gatekeeping. You can go to the tourist traps. I'm gatekeeping. It's not for you. It's for the locals only. No, we don't want to see you there. You go get your beef at Johnny's like a good goy. You go get your Italian beef at Johnny's like a good goy. And people swear it's the best. Fakers swear it's the best. We went to Johnny's Beef. Oh, what did you Google? Best beef in Chicago, and that was number one. You fucking idiot. You go to Johnny. Well, I'm not even going to tell you what you get there. I'm not even gonna tell, but you don't go there for the beef. They don't have a great beef. Go ahead. Try it.
GeoGasser sent $20. Destroys Kevin Roberts for hours for apologizing for anti-Semitism. Kanye does the same exact thing and it's pardoned. What happened to I will die before apologizing? Why isn't the energy consistent? I get he's your friend, but Kevin...
If you have to ask, then you're just a fucking idiot.
The Jewish Groy.
What's the difference between Kanye, who made a song, Heil Hitler, and blew up billions of dollars of deals and went hard for years,
and then said, sorry if I offended anyone. What's the difference between that and what Kevin Roberts did? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I have to ask because I don't know the difference.
The Jewish Groy percent $25. Fertility rates declining. People would rather do other things than have children. When affordable robot companions are put on the market, it will be the breaking point.
Wait.
Do you think the government will economically coerce people into having children?
Wait.
Or will demographics be gradually replaced by strict traditionalist ones?
You know what's going to be awesome? Sex robots with like AI and VR, it's going to be literally the greatest thing man has ever created. Not to sound like a complete gooner, but objectively, that's just going to be true. Deal with it, fucking liberal. When sex robots with like VR, AR, augmented reality and AI, it's literally going to be the only profit-making thing that AI does besides defense. It's going to be porn and sex. And when that happens, women are fucked. When that happens, number one, it's going to be the best thing ever. Number two, women are going to be fucked because everybody's going to prefer it. Then we got to cut their welfare and they'll come crawling back. Oh, day of the sex robot is coming. It will not arrive soon enough. Sex robots, bring them forth because you know what's going to happen? You know what, Pete? Guys already prefer pornography. Then when the pornography steps out of the digital and into the real with sex robots, AR, AI-enhanced pornography, man, women are going to be fucked because we're not going to have to put up with their bullshit. That's what men are going to do. You thought men were going their own way before? Wait. You think we're going to put up with all that nonsense? And then what we're going to do is we're going to vote for Andrew Tate for president. He's going to cut all their welfare. DEI is finished. There will be no more female lawyers ever again without DEI. And then they're all going to be in the streets. They're going to be in the streets learning to mend clothing, learning to cook, and they're going to start acting real nice. They're going to be competing. Oh, I can't wait. The tables are going to turn. Because right now, women are on Tinder, they're on Instagram, and every man is competing with every other man in the world. A woman that you know starts an Instagram page, and you are now in competition with oil sheiks in the Emirates. And Chinese billionaires and every man in America, okay, all the millions of men that are 6'2" and above on planet Earth, every man with a net worth north of $1 million, an income north of $1 million, you are now competing with them because they are in her DMs. I'll fly you out. I make 7 figures. I'm a billionaire. I'm a movie star. And so women just take their pick. Next. This one didn't buy an appetizer. Next. This one didn't throw his card down. Next. I don't like the way this one looks. Next. This guy was weird when he texted me. And you know what's going to happen in the next generation? Economical sex robots. They're $500. They're cheaper than an Apple Watch. Augmented reality, it determines your best sexual fantasy, the one you like the most, and it's going to give you perfect sex on demand for free all the time. And then women are competing with that. Yeah, they're barking up the wrong tree. They fucked up. But here's the critical step. We got to cut their welfare. Because you know what they're going to do? Male sex robots. That's what they're going to do, male sex. That's why we got to cut their welfare. Then they can't afford a male sex robot. Then they can't afford one. We have to kill DEI, cut the female welfare, and then they'll be screwed. No, these are just jokes, of course. No, these are jokes. Of course I want to ban all of it. Of course I'm not curious about it. Of course I would never have sex with a robot. Are you kidding me? Of course I'm not a robosexual. Human sex for me only. I'm taking a principled stand. Of course I would never have sex with a robot or even think about it. No, I'm kidding, of course. The traditional thing to do would be to ban that immediately because the current arrangement is awesome. No, those are all jokes. We're just kidding, of course. These are just jokes. I have all the traditional opinions that a person should have.
John Massar sent $100. My grandparents kissed the ground when they got off the boat at Ellis Island. Will you still be an incel once you have sex with an AI robot?
Yeah.
Mr. Matt said $100. Ay caramba.
I mean, I'm not going to have sex with the... I mean, I'm never going to have sex with a robot. Thanks for the big super chat. I mean, how could you even say that? Of course I would never have sex with a robot. What are you even accusing me of? Some kind of robosexual? Some kind of closeted robosexual? Of course I would. That's ridiculous. You think I would even ever think about that ever? That's absurd.
America last sent $30.
That's absurd. Bro, as a Zoomer, you think you foresee America's collapse,
but lil bitch, Charles Murray, just watched a compilation on YouTube of Shane Gillis talking shit about you. Sucks. I used to like him. But that fat fuck is the definition of a fence sitter. Fuck his gay podcast.
He's just like a big fat liberal.
Groyperwave sent $100.
And he's a fake nigga. I'm a real... Oh, you make a joke about Nissan Altimas. Yeah, okay, bitch. I'm actually racist.
Groyperwave sent
so
$100.
What?
Less than three. Types of politicians in the United States. Bought by Israel. Blackmailed by Israel. Dual citizen of Israel. Scared of Israel. Dating Mossad agent from Israel. Married to Mossad agent. Killed by Israel.
You can't be serious. Oh, my God. Oh, man. These super chats are brutal.
Matt Walsh might be blackmailed, let's be honest.
No,
if he was a God-fearing Christian and whistle blew the truth, it would be cataclysmic. It would be a big W for America first. He might go down with the ship, though. He is a little bitch for getting himself in a situation. He has a family.
He's just a pussy.
Harvey Weinstein complete exoneration grow. I percent $25. Thank you for hearing what we have to say about all this. I love that you keep your ear to the ground and listen to the grassroots super chatters to inform your worldview. Max Elder sent $50.
I do it for the money.
Max Elder sent $50.
I do the super chats for the money. If there was no money, I would not read one of them.
Thanks for listening to what we have to say.
You're paying me. That's how I make money. Either it's that or advertisements. Those are the options. And I hate advertisements. I might just do them at this point. Honestly, I'm at the point now.
Max Elder sent 50.
The Masa chips. Crunchy. How am I doing? Hey, Masa chips. Masa chips are filling and crunchy. They taste good and they're good for me. They don't break easily. They keep me full for longer. How's that? Will you sponsor me? Will you save me from this hell that is my life reading these messages? Masa chips and NordVPN. Two things that keep me going on this show. Two things that I use in real life. Cheap and affordable and great stuff. How's that? Is that good? I got to get back on Manect. I haven't been on there in 7 months. They said, thanks. Thanks for listening. Thanks for hearing us all out.
Max Elder sent $50. Your pumpkin is mesmerizing.
Okay.
MC Hammer 88 sent $20. Solid take on the Holocaust. All I hear from Jews and blacks is Mu Holocaust. Mu Jim Crow. Why is it that us whites never complain about Soviet genocide of Christians, or medieval feudalism, or the Bronze Age collapse, or the Younger Dryas? This is... Tranny Godparent sent $20.
The Bronze Age collapse? Oh my God. You guys are idiots. Everyone is an idiot except for me. No, but seriously? Yes, blacks with their Jim Crow, the Jews with their Holocaust, and whites with their Bronze Age collapse. What are you even talking about? Oh my gosh. We live in hell. See, this is why I live alone. This is why I do not go out. This is why I don't talk on the phone. This is why I don't leave the house. Jeez. A lot of these I can skip. And then some of them, they just say something so stupid I have to. Medieval feudalism? What?
Tranny Godparent sent $20. Bro, holy shit, the amount of doxing going on in that last stream, like WTF is actually wrong with you guys. Crying face emoji. I was crying the entire stream anyways. I love you, Nick, and I'm very proud of you and how far you've come. Good job, buddy.
Thank you for the big super chat. I appreciate it. Yeah, it was rough last night. I'm going to try not to crash out tonight. We got rid of the ding noise, because I was thinking, I was so mad last night during the super chats. And I was thinking, why do I hate the super chats so much? And I think it's because of the ding sound. It goes like ding. So-and-so sent $10. So I said, take out the ding. I don't want the ding anymore. We'll see if that makes it better.
Surf on Lighter Chris sent $20. I've got nothing clever to say. Just doing my part. God bless you and thanks for being the goat.
Wow, thank you for the big super chat. I appreciate it. Man, this is so much better. This is so much better without the ding. Oh, this is great.
If I had a friend that got kicked out of 109 bars, at a certain point I'm going to stop asking my friend what happened and start asking the bartenders. It's not hatred, it's cognitive reasoning. I'll eventually forgive my friend, of course, but it won't stop me from asking the right questions or finding the truth. God bless.
And of course he spelled of course wrong. C-O-A-R-S-E. Nice. High IQ anti-Semite with the trite 109 bars analogy that we've all heard 10,000 times.
And then a spelling error, then a remedial spelling
error. Michael Stallings sent $25.
Never ends.
If you can't afford to pay for the defense of Israel, maybe you shouldn't live there. You don't deserve to grow up there. It's the history of your people to move around to find places with better opportunities.
That take was so good the first 9,000 times I heard
Grop it. Slop sent $21. Actually. Hilarious how the What Is a Woman Matt Walsh Con Incorporated types will scoff at the objective truth that Hitler did indeed have aura. Gotta be anonymous sent $26.
Never
26
ends.
Blocks slash at first super chat ever don't roast me. Been listening to you since 19. Glad you're finally getting the recognition you deserve. Funny thing is like a lot of PPL who like you in private. You basically have an entire silent army. The next gen is stubborn, so I see change coming. Fingers crossed in prayers. Christ is king.
26-year-old black female groiper super chatter? Hey. Hey, what up? Hey, you watch this show often? Hey, what's going on? Hey, all right. Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate the super
Poncho's
chat. Good to $25 hear from you.
Just to put Trump's
7 years? You've been watching the show for 6 or 7 years?
Poncho Zapata sent $25.
Female? Let's
just to put Trump's
go.
Chinese student proposed.
Finally, some good
Poncho
news.
Poncho Zapata sent $25. Nick, the left wants to censor me, chop my kids' balls off, and enact policy.
They don't give a fuck about you.
The left wants to censor me.
They don't fucking care about you, loser. They want to censor me. You are a nobody. They want to censor.
The left wants to censor me.
The left ain't censoring you, buddy. They're censoring me. They could give a shit about your Facebook group. They could give a shit about your Facebook group where you post impact text Trump memes, dipshit. They want to censor me.
Why should I let the Democrats win?
Fuck off. Don't you have to go watch Steven Crowder? Isn't his show starting in about 9 hours or something? Shouldn't you be getting to bed, old man? Gosh.
Joe in West by God, Virginia.
How'd you even find this show, huh? What, did you click on the wrong button? How'd you even find it? It's not even on the front page. You click on the wrong thing? Dumbass, did your kid leave the browser open? Stupid
Joe in West
ass.
By God, Virginia sent $25. When it's an American student, conservatives call it a bailout. When it's a foreign ally, they call it aid, support, or defense spending. They call it patriotism when we fund another country's war, but a handout when we fund American education. America first forever, bitch. Great show, Nick. God
Thank
bless you.
You
and your family.
I love those little rhetorical flourishes like that. When it's an American student, they call it a bailout. When it comes to Israel, they call it foreign aid. Now, what the fuck is that? That's crazy. Oh, my goodness. Mind blown. Who could possibly disagree? You just melted 6 million liberal minds to the core. Nuclear meltdown melted to the core. Liberal heads exploding. Oh, yeah? You know what I call them? I call them Democrats. You know what I call him? You know what I call her? I love when like conservatives do that. You know what I call him? You know what I call Chuck Schumer? I call him crying Chucky Schumer. You know what I call him? To who? Who do you talk to? What do you mean? What do you call him? What are you talking to yourself now when you're watching Fox News in your living room? You know what I call him? Oh, man.
Crystal Brock sent $40.
And
I'm a white
patriot.
Nationalist Democrat, but I believe in social programs like healthcare, home and education affordability. Things Zoran and Doc campaign on. I oppose Trump's Jew agenda and think his policies put America last. Man. My friends and I feel a kinship you. Can you acknowledge you can be a Democrat in America first? If not, why?
What show are you watching? Who do you think I am? All right, no Democrats here. No radical left lunatics on this show. Hey, good evening. The only kings that the Democrats don't like are working, thinking. What show? This is not Brylan Hollihan live, okay? I don't care. That means nothing to me. Can you acknowledge you could be a Democrat and not America first? No, because all Democrats are idiots. No, who cares? That doesn't mean anything. Republican, Democrat, how about I'm doing none of them? I'm doing none of it.
What would you say to those who want to be a part of the political movement, but approach it in the wrong way? I'm aware this message is only valid when it comes from reasonable people. What's one message you believe anyone all stand behind?
Okay, so what kind of person puts together a message like this? Like, are you one of those people that had half your brain removed? Did you have a lobotomy? Were you the last patient that got a lobotomy?
What would you say to someone who approaches politics in the wrong way? What's one message anyone all can get behind?
What are you talking about? What are you retarded? What is wrong with you people? It's actually sad when I have to read these because it just makes me feel alone in the world. I'm surrounded by
Sola Blanc sent $20.
Idiots.
Cook tonight. Nick, thank you. You destroyed Pearl Davis's YouTube career. All she wanted was pearly things. She's been crying about it lately. Would you interview her again now that she has nothing to lose, help revive her career? Now that you're on a generational run, you could pick her back up. Come on, Nick, save the whales. Haha, Pearl needs you.
Yeah, of course I would do another show with her. She told me the next time I'm in town, she wants to do a show with me, which I'm happy to do. But that's, I do feel a little bad about that. Obviously, clearly. Well, here's why it's funny, because there was a time when I knew full well that going on someone's show had a very high chance of destroying their career. But we just kind of had this mindset of like, well, the ends justify the means. Like, there was a period of time where we would kind of like downplay. We wouldn't lie to people, but we would say, hey, if you want to have me on, I'll come on the show. And you sort of knew like people would get in trouble for it. But, you know, it was kind of like, hey, they expect one of us in the wreckage. You know what I mean? It was like, and their career will be a valued sacrifice for the movement. Their career is a small price to pay to advance the cause of America first. And we will sing songs about them and build statues to them. I do feel bad. It's a shame. But look, she set up her company with all black people and they all got mad at her. You know, that's what happens. She thinks all these black people are her friend. Then she does something they disagree with and they all stab her in the back. So I'm sort of like the Joker. She's like Two-Face. I'm the Joker. In a way, I showed her who her real friends really are. So I will not apologize for being too real. I will not apologize for being so real it destroys the world. But I love Pearl. Pearl's a friend of mine. And yeah, I'd love to do her show soon. The next time I'm in town, I'm going to do a show with her. She wants to do a show with me where we do like the balloon game. And she's like, what if we did a balloon game show? This is a game where you bring on a bunch of girls and you have like a balloon or something. And it's like speed dating. And if you don't like them, you pop the balloon. I think that's the gist of it. And she's like, what if there was like a balloon game and you ask if they're a virgin and they say no and you pop the balloon? Or what if you ask if they're Jewish and then you pop the balloon? And I'm like, I'm not Flanders, okay? You're Flanderizing me as a character. It's gimmicky. I'm like, I'll do a dating show, but I want it to be about me. I want people to get to know me. I don't want to be a Flanderized version of myself where it's like, do the line, say the thing from the show again. You know, I'm a three-dimensional being. I'm a five-dimensional person. I'm Nick Fuentes in five dimensions. I'm real. I'm authentic. You don't bring me on the show to, nigga, he said nigga. You don't bring me on the show to say, I hate feminists. Like, I'm a real human being. I told her, I'm like, Pearl, it's just not me. You don't really get me. So, but I'll do a show with her at some point.
Nolan MC Dizzle sent $20. Tucker and all these people desperate for you to wife up need to bone up on the gospel. There are those who remain chaste for the kingdom of God. Okay. All those who can grasp it should grasp it. Sad is the incel. Holy is the soul. Keep winning souls, Nick.
Okay. Thank you for that. Do we want to crash out on that tonight? What are we feeling? Do we want to crash out on that tonight? Are we going to do this again? We're going to do this again? Really? Another night, another fight over this? The gospel says you don't need to get married. Oh, yeah, well, I had this feeling that women are annoying. But then I had to flip through the gospel and say, where's the passage? What? It's like, look, man. First of all, none of your business. Second of all, I just don't like people. Third of all, I especially don't like women. Fourth of all, I don't want to live with one. I don't want to live with a woman. I don't want to do all that. I don't want to go through the humiliation ritual, the best man speech, the elaborate proposal. I don't want to buy flowers. I don't want to buy an anniversary gift. I don't want to have to talk through my decisions. Where are you going? I don't want to have to do it. I don't want to have to share the fucking bed. I'm working myself up to it. And really, it's none of your business. You don't need to defend me. You don't need to say, here's why the gospel says it's cool that Nick is a weird incel. I get it. Sheesh. We're doing this again? I don't need you to defend me. Thanks. Thank you. But I can handle it. And I don't need to appeal to real. I'm not chaste for the kingdom of God. I just hate people. Okay? It's not that deep.
Hey, you need to bone up on the gospel.
You know, you don't understand me. I'm like Shinji. Nobody understands me. Do you really need to go that far? We don't all need to be priests to say women are fucking annoying.
Body grow, I% $20. Okay. Ding. Thoughts on Nalin Haley interview? He is getting shit on by the media for that right now. I can't trust his in.
It's very interesting. Very interesting development that Nalin Haley is becoming, dare I say, groiperified. We will watch his career with great interest, but I like
generic
what I see.
Generic $20.
Hey, wait, Nick. Am I white?
No. You're Jewish.
Come on. Bro, Nick, I'm white.
I don't think so.
Yes, I am.
But that's okay, but we love you anyway.
Yeah. All right, wait, is Cheeser white? He's Bosnian.
Yeah.
Wait, what? I'm white?
No, yeah, you're not.
I mean, Let's go. Yes.
Well, are you Christian or are you Muslim?
He's Muslim. His dad's Muslim.
My family's Muslim. My mom's side is Christian, though. Wait, what do you mean?
Now you're pushing it. I don't know. If you were Orthodox, that'd be one thing. But if you're Muslim, I don't know.
Wait, who is that?
Who is that?
Is that Shapiro?
What's going on, Nick?
Yeah, that's good.
Wait, why don't you debate him, Nick?
Yeah. He won't debate me. I'll debate him.
Mm. I love the debate. I love the debate.
He doesn't want to do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey, guys, listen, no anti-Semitism this stream, okay? I want there to be straight good vibes. Thank you, Nick. No anti-Semitism. All right? My people have been through a lot. Leave me alone.
No tricks. No Jewish tricks, please.
You're the only kite in this call, man.
Don't call me that. Do not call me that.
Jesus
Hitler
Christ.
Gassing Aideen Ross.
I bet she's on God bet. Bet.
That's what I thought it was. What do you mean?
Nick, you drew that!
That's the prompt! I drew the prompt!
Antisemitism is really bad. Not all
look at this,
boys.
Look at this cornball. Jesus Christ.
All right, I got something.
Yeah, don't worry
about you. Wait, what does that mean, Nick? What does that word mean?
That just means race mixing. That's what I thought it was.
Oh, man, I'm fucking
Jesus. Yo, dude. Nick, you're not a Nazi, right? You don't hate Jewish people.
No, I don't hate anybody.
Facts, okay.
If he did, he wouldn't be in this call.
Exactly. You're so nice.
He's more Jewish than you.
Exactly. Nick is very nice to me. Nick, I still reminisce the Dean Withers debate.
That was a good one. I still see the clips.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, are you a homosexual? I don't know how I felt for that. That was so insane.
That was crazy. Yeah, holy bait. Yeah. Walked right into that one. Just like, I empathize with the receiving end of homophobia.
With the receiving end, really?
Come on, yeah. That was crazy. Well, when are we going to start the game?
Yeah, I know, Mark.
Welcome to SSB Game Night.
Nick, you're gonna see every game we get on. Cuffham stalls and it lags. It's insane.
I'm already on the game, retard.
Got the Obama internet. That's a problem.
Obama shit, bro. There's nothing with the Obama name left.
Mobile
bro.
Gamer. He's on his Obama phone. That's a problem.
They took out all the Obama shit, game. Donald Trump got rid of everything.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Bro.
Nick, why don't you go to Israel?
I'm putting the code.
Nick, why don't you actually go to Israel?
Because I don't want to die. I don't want to get murdered.
You see, come with me. If I pull up.
Nick, come on. You come with me. Me and you.
No way, dude. No, I'm going to get killed over there.
No.
They're going to try and kill me here. I'm going to go over there.
Wow.
You're protected. You're Jewish. It's not the same.
Marky, is that the game code?
Yeah, that's the game code I just put in the chat.
Nice try, Aiden.
Nah, that's just so shitty.
But Nick, let's get
you. Where'd you want Nick to pop out to? Where'd you want him to go?
Nick, let's get you apologizing. Let's get you in front of a rabbi. Come on.
Oh, here we go. I knew that's where it was going.
Nick, you could trust me. I'm your
bro,
friend.
Bro.
I'm your friend. You can trust me, Nick.
Back it up.
Nick, I'm your friend. I would never do it, Nick.
Dude.
I'm your friend.
You're getting a little close.
You
can
trust
this.
It's Aiden. You could trust me. I'm your friend.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now listen. Right.
Hey, do your tasks.
Can you come kiss this wall over here?
Dude, get away.
I want you to kiss this wall.
I knew this would happen. It was going to be this way.
Just kiss this wall.
Get away. Get away from me.
Whoa. Hey, Nick Fuentes is an anti-Semite. That's why he called me out.
Okay.
No, you're a terrible liar. You're not even Jewish.
Play this game, man.
Uh-oh, who did it?
It's Nick. I'm glad it's Nick. I'm glad it's Nick. I'm glad it's Nick.
Dude,
it's
Nick. That's a self-report. He killed him right in front of me.
Nick.
That's a self-report
no.
again.
No, 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 I'm
gonna
tell you
what happened. You're so obvious.
What happened? Wait, everybody calm down.
I watched Yellow or Orange kill Yellow.
Wait, you did?
And then he self-reported it, and then he ran in here and blamed me.
Hey, pal.
Oh. Well, hey. Hey, you.
Hey.
Hey, stay away from me, you.
I can't.
Hey, stay away from me.
I came to tell you that.
Back it up.
Candace wants nothing to do with you. Leave Candace Owens alone.
Back it up. Hey, back it up, pal.
Leave Candace
Owens
alone.
Take it easy. Take
alone.
It easy.
I'm just looking at you. You're an anti-Semite.
Stop. Stop. Go no further.
Wait, how do I do this?
You people.
What are you trying to say there?
You.
What are you trying to say?
Stop. You. Stop.
Nick, you should debate Dave Portnoy.
Yeah, I'm down. I would debate Dave.
That would be so funny.
No, yo, would you be down to run back the Dean Withers debate if I can get Dean to pop up, like, do new topics and shit, of course? Yeah?
Totally. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Cool. I'll look into it if people want that, you know?
Yeah, he might be traumatized. Remember the last time he had like a mental health crisis after that?
Who do you guys think? All right, Cheezer, what about you? What did you learn today?
I just said what I learned. We could all get along no matter our beliefs. Okay. Nick, what did you learn?
Facts.
Yeah, look at us. Blacks, Jews, fat guy, high tier normie, Muslim.
Man.
We can all hang out. It's great.
No, facts. You're spitting.
If Brandon Tatum can't read, does that mean he's terrified of words like hippopotamonstrosesquipedaliophobia? Like, he's too illiterate to even know what he's afraid of. Help me out here, King. Why debate someone paid by Israel who can't read? Might as well debate Mayweather next. God bless you, bro.
Yeah, it's a shame. Brandon Tatum, he can't read. It's actually sad. I feel sorry for him. I think he's just embarrassed. I don't think he's a bad guy. I just think he feels embarrassed that he can't read. It's got to be so awkward. Imagine you go with Brandon Tatum to a restaurant that he's never been to before and they hand him a menu and he's looking at it and he's like pretending to scan the words. And you're like, so Brandon, what do you think you're going to order? And he's like sweating. I don't know. What you going to order? And you're like, I don't know. I just can't make up my mind. What do you think? I got to go to the bathroom, man. I got to go to the bathroom. He like looks around at other people's dishes. Oh, okay, see someone with a steak. I don't know, I guess I'll get a steak, man. Like, I feel bad for him. There's got to be, like, a program. Maybe we can start a nonprofit and we can get someone to teach him to read. We can get, like, a bleeding heart, liberal, white woman. It'll be like one of those old movies. It'll be like The Blind Side or the... What's that other one? The Green Zone, The Green Mile. What the fuck is that movie? You know, it'll be like one of those feel-good movies from the 90s or the 2000s where, like, you know, a white guy goes to the ghetto and, like, you know, finds the one black kid who needs a fighting chance to get out of the gangs and the violence. You know, we'll go to Brandon Tatum. He's going to get all mad. It'll be like those TikTok clips. Brandon, I know you're angry, but why are you angry with me? I'm the one giving you an opportunity. I'm going to teach you to read. And then in the end, you sort of embrace. You're like, bring it in, man. It's okay. We help each other. You're going to teach me how to dance. I'll teach you how to read. So I feel bad for Brandon Tatum. I forgive him. I forgive him. Brandon Tatum, I forgive you. All your anger, your rage. Anger just comes from ignorance. So we're going to help you out, buddy. We're going to start a nonprofit. We'll call it Books for Brandon. Books for Brandon Tatum, and we'll buy some, like, we'll start with the children's books, picture books, and we'll start introducing the words, you know, good night, moon, good night, fireplace, good night. We'll start with that. Something easy. Upgrade to, like, Charlotte's Web, Magic Treehouse, that sort of thing. And I think it'll be really inspiring. Come on, Brandon, sound it out. Dad, oh boy, that's my... Oh, that's my man. All right. Good job, Brandon. Good job. If you keep it up like that, we'll have prizes, maybe an Xbox controller. Brandon, if you finish 5 books, we'll give you an Xbox controller. Oh, shit, man. An Xbox controller? Damn, you's the best. You know, we could turn a negative into a positive.
Groyper Grandma sent $40. Thank you for being one of the only people holding Israel to account. Everyone here appreciates what you're doing. Remember, every Israeli bomb that falls on us kills Christians and Muslims alike. We'd love to show you around here if you ever come. You could be the first hashtag Wangath in Palestine.
You know, I think I'm good on that. I'm gonna not go to the place where Israel's killing everybody with no accountability. Dude, Israel put you in a box and just started nuking it for 2 years. And, like, they're killing journalists. There's no accountability. Like, and you invite me to this place? I'm good. I don't want to go there, dude. Like, I'm worried they're going to kill me here. You think I'm going to go there? But I appreciate that.
DeSero Groyper sent $25. I'm a 28-year-old from Virginia. I discovered you through your first appearance on the Hodge Twins podcast over a year ago. I've followed your work ever since. There are more young black men who resonate with your message than many might expect, like the Cartier family, for instance. Stay safe. God bless and America first.
Hey, we love the black people. We love the black people. I mean, we love all people. We just want to put America first, so... I think a lot of blacks and Hispanics like it because they're not woke. White people are, whatever you want to say about them, they have been completely indoctrinated, okay? And I love white people, and I'm pro-white, and I want the country to be white, but white people have been totally mind-raped by all of it. They are henpecked by their wives and girlfriends. Many of them are pussies. You know, white people, like, won't say nigger. They won't say they were told they can't say it. So white people go, oh, I can't say that. I can't say that. It's a word. It's just you and me here, buddy. There's no black people to get offended. Okay, but it's like there's like a super ego that's been imposed on them. It's like they have the PC police inside their brain. And it goes with all of it about women, about minorities, about... And so that exists for whites in a way that it doesn't for blacks and Hispanics. Because blacks and Hispanics have this privilege. Nobody is policing what they say. They get to be ignorant. You know, black people can say whatever the fuck they want. Hispanics can say whatever they want. And they could do whatever they want. And white people are so over-socialized. You know, they basically are beaten down. Like, they have been beaten down and now are, they're afraid. They're afraid and kind of morally blackmailed in a way and... So that is what's holding a lot of white people back. They won't stick up for themselves. They won't take their own side. They won't fight for their own interest. Black people kind of say, shit, oh, he's racist. Oh, I'll let him say it to my face then, you know? And white people are like, oh, you hate white people? Oh, that's okay. I hate white people too. You know what I mean? Like, black people don't have that. Hispanics don't have that. Asians don't have, Asians have a little bit of that. White people, it's very sad. But white people have a lot of that. We have to be realistic about our own problems. And that's a major problem for whites. You know what I mean? So it's good when a white person starts to say, you know, they start to talk their shit. And I think, you know, some black people are just anti-white. There's a lot of black people, they just hate white people. And they blame white people for everything. There's a lot of black people that are just not about the bullshit. Just like there's a lot of everybody that's like that. But whites have a problem with it. We have to acknowledge this. That's why we're white ass niggas going hard as fuck. I'm going hard as fuck. I'm white. I don't give a fuck. That's why I talk about women the way I do, Hitler the way I do. Like, we don't care. Oh, Jews are going to be mad. I don't give a shit. Oh, black people might be mad. I don't give a shit. Women, what are women going to think? Who cares? I don't care. That's the vibe. That's where we are. We need more white men to think like this.
Broypistan sent $20, 46 MWF, been watching for over a year. I am a bird on a perch. I eye larger movements and I am O'Reilly deduced you were the linchpin for need to change. Thank you for your heart slash drive. You should give Tupac's Can't See Me a listen. It is your anthem in my world RN, and maybe could give some soul gas for your run. Godspeed. IRA Groyper sent $100. Standing back and standing by as always.
Thank you for the big super chat. You should listen to Tupac. I'm sorry. Is it 46? What's MWF? I don't know what that stands for. But you're 46 years old? The boomer rap thing is crazy. I don't like Tupac. Tupac is, I don't like West Coast stuff, and I don't really like Tupac.
You should listen to Tupac or Biggie. You should listen to Tupac or Biggie.
Shut up, nigga. Shut up. We're listening to Cuck. Sorry, boomer. We're listening to Gas Chambers on Cuck. We're listening to Nitrous and Gas Chamber and Hitler, Yay, and Jesus off of Cuck. Well, you're listening to Tupac.
Freak Bob sent $20. You should go on a trip to find yourself.
I think it's a little late in the game for that. I'm 27. I am a 27-year-old man, damn it. I am too old to be finding myself. I am too damn old. I'm a 27-year-old man, son. Yeah, time for that would have been a long time ago. I found myself, and you know what I found? I like burgers. I like politics. It's not that deep, bro. I found myself on DoorDash. I found myself at the bottom of a McDonald's bag again on another night. Like, there's not... I've been all over. I've traveled the globe. I've traveled all over, and I don't like traveling that much.
Autotromatic sent $25. Been rewatching Eastbound and Down the last couple of days, and Shane Gillis has never made anything close to as funny as that show. You kind of remind me of Stevie Janowski sometimes.
I didn't really like that show. I didn't find it to be that funny.
Francesco sent $100. Who do you think your nick is?
Thank you for the big super chat. You know what it is about those shows? It's like the genre of comedy from like Will Ferrell and Seth Rogen, where they think that anything Mexican is like a punchline. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm not just saying that because I'm Mexican, but I feel like there was a whole, like, there's like a genre, there's like a generation of comedians that for them, an Hispanic name is a punchline, or like taco is a punchline. Oh, I was going to go and get some tacos. Like, that's funny. Do you know what I'm talking about? This is like a very maybe idiosyncratic thing, or maybe a very niche observation. But I feel like when you watch movies like Pineapple Express or like Eastbound and Down, the show, or the other guys, that like whenever they talk about like, oh, I was down in Mexico with the, you know, whatever, that's always the punchline. And like that kind of humor is so millennial coded, like the Will Ferrells, that the what's that guy's name? That's the main guy in that show. They're kind of funny, but to me, it's like very millennial coded. I don't know if that's connecting with anybody, but that's just an observation I made. I'd have to get a bunch of clips together, but It's like a very specific genre of comedy.
Mudcake Chud sent $30. Don't think I'm going to let that Bane quote on Tuesday about Pearl go unnoticed. Are you here to fulfill Ra's al Ghul's destiny? Enjoy your weekend. Wank.
Are you fucking kidding? So he's referring to, I said they expect one of us in the wreckage, brother.
don't think I didn't let that...
Really, dude? Yeah, that's like saying, are you fucking serious? How is that even possible? Is that... Like, that's so retarded. That can't even be a joke. That can't even be bait. That's a real observation that someone, some fucking dipshit actually made.
Don't think I didn't catch that Bane quote.
Only the most fucking famous quote from one of the biggest movies of the last 15 years. Really?
Don't think I didn't catch that. Oh, a fellow movie.
Are you serious? Is there something wrong with you? Like, honest to God, is there something wrong with you?
Don't think I'm going to let that movie quote get by me. I caught that. I recognize that.
Yeah, everyone did. It was kind of obvious. It was a very, very explicit and well-known and clear allusion to a very well-known line from an extremely well-known movie. So, yeah, no, I didn't think anyone was going to miss it. As a matter of fact, I thought literally everyone would get it. That was sort of the idea.
Think I was going to miss that quote? I happen to be a big movie buff.
Holy, how are you people real? How are you even real? You know, like I share a fucking planet with you. We're the same species. I find that hard to believe. Sometimes I think that there has to be an ontological difference between people like you and people like me. Is that evil? Is that an evil thought? Perhaps, but it's hard not to feel that way sometimes.
Don't think I'm gonna let that quote slide. I know where that's from.
Everyone does. Only everyone did know that, actually. You're a moral idiot. You're a moral idiot. That's what Ben Shapiro always says. You're a moral idiot. You're trash. You're a moral idiot and you're trash. You're a steaming pile of garbage.
Gotta be anonymous. Sent $26. Would you have gone to the Epstein Island?
I don't know. It depends. I don't know. It sort of depends.
Smithy
Grohl,
$25, and I believe
honestly, would I have gone? Honestly, it depends. It sort of
Smithy
depends.
Smithy Grohl, $25.
Here's the thing: everybody would say I would never go. Me, Epstein Island, I would never. And it's like, dude, you're telling me Jeffrey Epstein was probably so cool, like he was probably the coldest, coolest guy you know. You're telling me the coolest guy you know, who knows everybody, says, hey, we're going to go on my private jet to my private island. We got hot girls. He doesn't tell you how old they are. How fucking lame would you be? Are they 18? Like, who's going to be the nerd that asks that? You probably would just assume they are. Or that it's in international waters, so it doesn't matter, you know? But like, You're telling me you would automatically say, nope, no. Like, you don't know what's going on. All everybody knew was that he was the coolest guy in town. The coolest guy in town says, hey, I'm rich, private island, private jet, hot girls all week. Let's go. Great food. You're telling me you'd be like, Jeffrey, are they only teens, though? You're telling me you would be the nerd that would ask that? You have the balls to say that? Honestly, that just sounds kind of gay, to be honest with you. Could you imagine you're like, take Epstein out of it for just a second. What if it was like someone you knew in real life and he's like, dude, we got girls. We're going to a party. It's going to be great. And you're like, wait a second. You pull them aside. Can I see their IDs? Like, could you? No one would say that. So you could see, but look, but this is how he entrapped people, because this is how people are. Now, fortunately for me, I'm an incel. I don't get invited anywhere. You know, even my friends don't invite me to shit. They don't invite me to their parties. They don't, you know, nobody invites me to anything. And I'm a party pooper. I don't drink. You know, I don't sleep around. I don't even, as a matter of fact, I don't even sleep. I'm awake all night. You know, that's why you're lucky. People say, when are you going to, you know, get pussy? When are you going to get mad pussy? First of all, I'm an incel. Second of all, you want to see me on Epstein Island? Like, that's how it starts. That's how it starts. And then Joel Greenberg is like setting it up at a hotel room and you don't even know where you are, what you're doing. So I don't know. If Epstein invited me, I would certainly consider it. You're telling me you wouldn't. I would certainly think about it. But in the end, I think I would say no. I think ultimately I would, that would prevail.
Wife sent $50. I'm going to need a 2XL size on the Wang shirts, boss. Fat nigga grow wipers need to fit this shit. Ha ha, love you, dude.
Yeah, I keep hearing that. A lot of people are DMing me. I don't know. Do we want to give shirts to fat people? I think we made a decision not to sell 2XL because we don't want fat people to wear the shirts. And it's like, look, I love fat people, but it's like, hey, man, just drop 100 pounds and you can fit into the shirt, you know? We put a weight limit on the t-shirt. We have to be consistent.
Bob Connor sent $21. I've watched AF since I was a freshman in HS. My mom introduced me to you. Now I'm 22, a wife, with 2 children of my own.
Wow.
That's 3 generations of growipers. You're changing the world. Thank you, Human Heart.
Wow. You're a girl? A girl was watching the show in high school? What 14-year-old girl is watching the show? Because hit me. Because call me. That's a joke. No, that's a joke. I'm just kidding. No, but I am kidding about that. But God knows comedy has just been prohibited by law. I thought comedy was legalized. What happened? That's a joke, obviously. Okay, that was just low-hanging fruit. Relax. Everybody knows a woman cannot consent until she is at least 32 years old. Everyone knows that. Everyone knows as a 27-year-old man, it is only appropriate for me to marry a 30-year-old woman. Everyone knows that. That's crazy, though. A groiper female in high school. I've heard of groiper guys in high school because guys like politics, but a groiper freshman girl? That's insane. But but that's a good thing. Congratulations on being married. Love to hear it. Got married young, had kids. God bless you. That's the goal. For women, that's the goal. You're a girl, you want to get married young, pop out some groiper babies. If you're a guy, maybe you wait a couple years more. You make some money, get that bag, get yourself situated. 3 generations of groipers. We love families.
Good boy 42069 sent $20. Did you see Trent Horn calling you a barbaric Christian in his 4 times of bad Christians video at 1026?
I
this
did.
Dude is such a cuck.
I love that he played the clip where I called him and his wife a bitch. Oh, man. They're so easy. You know, because at the end of the day, like, I think it's actually more Christian to tell the truth but be rough around the edges than to be super polite and dialed in but be a liar. And it's not to say that I don't need to correct my language. I should be a better person. Everyone can be a better person. It's not to say I'm beyond reproach, but it's so funny that they play those clips and they're like, see, he's a jerk. It's like, okay, but you're a liar. So which is actually worse? But yeah, the tone policing. Always the tone policing.
Good boy 42069 sent $20. Cheese pizza for books for Brandon Tatum.
Thank you very much. I had a cheese pizza tonight. I binged. I've been on my diet again. I started to get fat, so I've been eating only healthy food all week. And it's miserable. Miserable. You know what you have to eat when you're on a diet? Like 1,900 calories. You know how impossible that is? And you know what you're eating for breakfast? You're eating like kale or something. You're eating like grilled chicken. Who can live like this? Oh boy, time for my black coffee, my grilled chicken from Chick-fil-A. Oh, time for dinner, salad. Time for dinner, it's like grilled meat with broccoli. I think I'd rather die. But Friday, we had to treat ourselves. Friday, we had to have a little treat for being a good guy, for being a good little goyslop enjoyer.
Windy Agroy percent $20. Did you hear about William Price calling you a mixed big greaseball on his show today with Mr. Swindell?
Who? I don't know who that is. Mixed big greaseball. Well, I mean, it's factually correct. I mean, yeah, that's all the ingredients are there. But white people can't call me that. You have no right to call me that, cracker. Hey, listen up, cracker. What are you, a kraut? Slav monkey? What are you? You have no right to call me that. Only we could say that. Yeah, yeah, I'm a mixed big greaseball. It is what it is. Proudly. Well, greaseball, that's a term of endearment, but you can't say it. I could say that. I say that as a term of endearment. I look at some of my half-Italian friends, and I say he's a total greaseball. He's a real fucking greaseball. But if you say that, that's not right. That shit ain't right. That's a term of endearment. We can say it in our songs. You say it, we got a big problem. I don't know who those people are, though.
Stupidasso.
But they sound like a couple of crackers.
Stupidasso sent $27. We cannot underestimate the power of an army of growipers infiltrating fire departments across the nation. It will allow us to control the narrative if a government building catches fire. We can blame a communist anarchist and seize dictatorial.
This is another callback to the same, like, seriously. You guys are like little kids. You guys, I'm like the oldest guy in the group, and you guys are like little kids, like just beating the dead. I make a joke, and then for 14 days, we get, remember that joke from 2 weeks ago? It's like, dude, yeah, when did the firefighter joke happen? Like last Monday? Let it go, dude. It's like the Louis Vuitton backpack. Let it go, bro. Thomas Bruce said $100.
Hey, Nick, you're actually retarded. Without the Protestant Reformation, you wouldn't be allowed to read the Bible, you establishment cuck.
And probably for the better, actually. People reading the Bible is what gave us, like, transgender pastors, and it gave us Steven Anderson, and it gave us a lot of it. Like, we would be better off, I think, if we didn't. And I think we'd be better off if we didn't, if we received instruction from the clerics.
Formidable Youth sent $27. The minorities.
This is where we get, like, liberals saying, but the Bible says neither Jew nor Greek, but the Bible says, this is where you get liberals using it against us.
Formidable Youth sent $27.
We need some Formidable Catholic Youth sent $27. Gatekeepers.
First group chat I was ever in. I'm a 27-year-old married father of a 2-month-old. You're doing God's work, Nick. Thank you for waking me up to the truth. I'm a former Daily Wire patron. Praise Jesus and bless you and your family.
Thank you very much. Wow, 27 years old with a kid? I'm so old. Dude, I'm 27. You want to see my kid? This is my kid. You really know you're getting old when all your friends are getting married and have kids? I have a couple of my closest friends are married with multiple kids. And then a couple of my friends are getting married this year. You know what I decided? Here's my new vision. I'm calling it my 2030 Millennium Development Goals. I'm calling it Agenda 2030. I am going to lock in when I turn 30. That's my plan. I'm going to give myself 3 years to grow up and stop being a man child. I don't know, though. Some people say I shouldn't get married. Some people say you have to. I can't follow him until he gets married. If you say that, you're a faggot. But some people say that. Other people say, no, Nick, don't get married. It's just going to create problems for you, which I sort of agree with. So I was thinking, I was like, man, maybe I get married when I'm like 30. But I don't know. I would, you know, I'm sort of planning on it, but I just don't really want to. It's just like, I like my sanctum. Because once you get married, it's like, dude, she's going to be in my fucking bed. I saw this on, you know what made me think of this? On Twitter, I saw somebody say the other day, somebody was like, the only time that a man has is in the bathroom. Somebody said, would guys spend hours on the toilet if there wasn't the mobile phone? And somebody said, yeah, of course they would. They used to have entire books for when they took a shit, because that's the only time you have to yourself. And I thought, like, that's my biggest fear. Do you know how fucked up that is? The only alone time you have is when you're shitting. And that's true. When you wake up, when you go to bed, when you're eating breakfast, when you're eating dinner, when you're watching TV, when you're working on your computer. Honey, can you get that? I'm busy, honey. You know, the fucking kid's hungry. Make him some dinner. I don't know if I could live like that. I would need a villa. I would need to live away from my wife. She would need to occupy another floor in my brutalist skyscraper that I envision. Because I can't live like that, you know? I just can't. That's why I moved out of my parents' house. I told you this before. It's like I would wake up and I'd get out of bed. I'd walk into the dining room and I would want to just go straight to the studio, to my computer to work. And my dad would be like, and I love my dad, but my dad would be on some bullshit antagonizing me. I'd wake up tired, cranky, and he'd be like, "What's up, Krabby Appleson? What's on your face today?" And I'm like, dude, so not in the mood. That was my dad's line. Krabby Appleson. You know how your dad loves to bust your balls? And I say this affectionately. I really do. But you know how your dad loves to bust your balls? You know how your dad loves to fuck with you? I would wake up. I would be so not in the mood. The dog's barking. I'm allergic to the fucking dog. I didn't sleep. I'm going down to the studio. I would encounter my dad. Impassable terrain. Impassable mountainous terrain. I'm moving through the kitchen, trying to bypass the island, and my father blocks my path. "What's up, Krabby Appleson? What's on your face?" "Oh, good morning, sunshine. It's 1 o'clock. And it's like, dude, so not in the mood right now. So not in the mood for this. So not in the mood for the shenanigans right now. You know, and it would be like that. And some days I'm in a good mood. Some days I'm in a bad mood. But it's like, I need to be in an environment that is controlled. I'm like a mouse in a laboratory. I need to be in a controlled environment. That's why I don't really want to fill up my house with other human beings. Gives me a little PTSD. Krabby Appleson. Oh man, you gotta love the boomers. But he was always breaking my ball. My mom too. I'm sparing my mom a little bit because I know if I say something, she's gonna text me right now and be like, "Why are you talking bad about me?" But you know, it's like when you live with other people, there's friction. They move your shit around. They use the hot water. Okay, picture this. I get married. I have a wife. Great, mission accomplished. Now people can finally like me. They realize I'm totally normal or whatever, whatever. Okay, I'm married. I go to the shower. I'm showering. The shower starts to fill up with water. Her fucking hair's clogging the drain. That's the kind of stuff I just can't have in my life. I can't have it. Can't have it. It's like little stuff like that. Can't have it. Someone like myself, I am like a nation. I need to expand. I need space, living space. I need to expand. I need to dominate and control my environment. I need to expand. I also just like the silence. I hate noise. I hate interruptions. I don't never have my ringtone on or my ringer on. My phone is on silent always because I can't be interrupted. The idea that like my wife is going to be like, hey, I have something to say to you. It's like, nope, do not interrupt my thought process now. I can't do it. Anyway, what were we even talking about? That's my therapy session for the night. That's my weekly therapy session. But that's the biggest issue I have with
it. Anti-Semitic Cat sent $25. Just wanted to say thanks for yay pilling me. I didn't understand when he went DEFCON on Twitter. Now I'm listening to Cunt multiple times a day. Virgil in me now you.
Virgil in me now. It's Virgil let me down. Virgil in me now. Virgil in me now. It's Virgil let me down, bro. Cuck is his best album. Cuck is his best album in years. Virgil, Bianca, Gas Chambers, Hitler, Yay, and Jesus, Nitrous, Dirty Magazines, Cosby, Jared, banger after banger after banger. It's his best since Donda 2, which I guess is his last album. Bully was pretty good also, but...
Reject sent $40. Have you seen the iVideos of you and Candace making out? Not my proudest.
I've seen them. Yeah, I've seen them. Oh, Candace. I love the AI, me and Candace Owens. Candace. Oh, yeah. What are we going to do with her? She doesn't care about me anymore. She hates me. You know, who knows? Maybe one day I'll, like, save her from danger, you know? Maybe one day we'll get stuck in an elevator. We'll work out our differences. One day we'll be subpoenaed by, like... President Peter Thiel, and we'll both be in the elevator at the at the congressional hearing. Elevator stops, crashes, and we're both going to look at each other. She's going to be like, what? I'm not speaking to you. And then, you know, but then we're going to, it's going to be a situation like that. Me and Candace need to be in like a confined space. We need to be in some sort of danger. We need to be on some sort of adventure, like some Chris McCandles, like we're in Alaska. We're in the Alaskan wilderness. We're like, we're held up at a store. We get stuck in an elevator. You know, we're going to need something like that to bring us together again. And then she's going to see my humanity. Maybe I have a daughter at that point. I'm just like, I love my daughter. And she's going to say, you know, that's all right. You all right. You know what, Fuentes? You all right, man. It's going to be something like that. We're going to have a laugh. She's going to be like, don't push it. I'm going to be like, all right, all right. It'll be like, what's that movie where the black guy plays piano and he gets driven around the South? It's going to be like that. I'm like, it'll be like that. Maybe I'm like her driver. I'm driving around on her college tour and they're like, get out, Blackie. And I'm like, what did you say to her? It'll be like that. A man can $25. Dream.
Off topic, but are you familiar with Ben Davidson from Space Weather News? Yeah, anyone who says Epstein didn't have war is lying. $6,000 duffel coats. Private jet. Pulls the strings on anybody who's anybody. Femoids everywhere.
My
like this
neck
was supposed
hurts.
To be Trump but working for us. Oh. Such a damn shame. Anyway, keep flying into the jet engine goat. The top human bird. The only real human bird out.
Thanks for the big super chat. I get these terrible headaches in my neck because of my posture. Because my posture's like this all day. Don't read too much into that. It's because my posture's like this all the time. So my neck and back hurts always because I'm always like this. I'm sitting here scheming and plotting. Oh, man. Yeah, pain.
In history class today at my university, and he puts up three pictures that are the problem with America. It's Nazis, KKK, and the third picture, he asks if anyone knows who this is, and I raise my hand, it's Nick Fuentes.
Let's go! That's crazy, dude. Dude, Hall of Fame? Hall of Fame D1 hater? I'm not a hater, though. That's hilarious, though. I bet he thought he really cooked with that one. History repeats itself. Fucking idiot. Oh, man, the world is so lost. What will we ever
Sneak
do?
Sneak be snacking on Critter sent $20. What are your top five Christmas songs?
Ooh, good question. Last Christmas by Wham. That's like my all-time favorite. But also the Paul McCartney Christmas song. All I Want for Christmas Is You, Mariah Carey. I'm hearing it's kind of a gay list. I don't care. Number four. Where's my Spotify? I'll pull up my Spotify. I'll see which ones I have saved. I like White Christmas by The Drifters. That's like a very nostalgic. Oh, I'm not logged in. All right, let me get my phone out. Oh, This Christmas, Donny Hathaway. That's one of my all-time favorites. Christmas All Over Again by Tom Petty. Fucking love that one. Christmas Time Is Here from Charlie Brown. Eagles, Please Come Home for Christmas. Those are probably that list is probably my favorite. In terms of top five, I guess I'd say Wham, Donny Hathaway, Mariah Carey, Paul McCartney, and if I had to pick a fifth, I guess it would be Charlie Brown. Those would be my top five. Those are my top five all time, but it's so hard to pick. I love Christmas. I love Christmas in Chicago. That's a big reason I will never leave, because I love the snow, the vibes, immaculate Christmas winter vibes. Wham is gay. You're gay. That's a great song. Yeah, Christmas can't come soon enough.
Geo Operative sent $30. I'm the same age as you and also a low-level millionaire. It's so hard to date or even make friends. Hard to find compatible people faith-wise and who are also America first. When I become an attorney, how do I help you or America first? God bless you.
We are nothing alike. I love that. It's so hard for me to find girls too. Are you kidding me? Yeah, we are in the same boat. Me being like an infamous anti-Semite, they want to murder anybody that supports me. They're trying to honeypot me. Yeah, we're definitely in the same boat because we're the same age and have a similar net worth, for sure. Those are the complications, age and net worth, not my predicament. But anyway, thanks for that, I guess. How do you help me? I don't know, man. Tell me when you become an attorney.
Fuentes loyal servant sent $20. Really unfortunate that Trump has been outed as gay. This is definitely worse than if he had sex with some teenage girl. Do you think he's a top or bottom?
Well, all they said is that he blew Bill Clinton. So does that count as top or bottom? I don't think that counts. So I don't know. I don't think that's real. It is funny, though. The idea, well, hey, the signs were there. What's his fucking anthem? His anthem is the YMCA by the Village People. That's crazy that like diehard Trump supporters called me gay. And then they went to the RNC where he was dancing with the Village People to the YMCA. on stage, like, self-awareness much. But, yeah, that's crazy. But who knows, you know, when you go to Epstein Island, what happens on the island stays on the island. You never know, right? Okay, well, on that note, that's our last Super Chat. That's going to do it for us, as always. Remember to smash the follow button, smash the like button, leave a comment. I'm on the air Monday through Friday.